Okay, next thing we're going to talk about is auctions. Auctions are a fantastic place to find great deals. That said, they're not for the faint of heart, okay? There are a lot of nuances relating to auctions. I'm going to spend a little time on them because they're a great place to find deals, but you can also really make some big mistakes. So let's get into it. They are always listed significantly below market value. Why do you think that is? Because they want to entice you, okay? In fact, they're usually below replacement value. The whole idea is to get a whole bunch of people in the room or a whole bunch of people bidding because that drives the price up. You know, people that don't know what they're doing get caught up in that emotion and pay too much. So again, they're always listed way low to get people to show an interest. And there's some things you're going to need to be aware of. They're always sold as is. And they're a great place for sellers to hide defects because the process is so fast. So you want to be very cautious when you're dealing with auction properties. With that frame of mind, hey, what could they be hiding? Okay? There's no contingencies. A contingency is, you know, my money doesn't go hard, my earnest money. Remember, you put up earnest money on a deal, on a typical commercial transaction, and when it goes hard means you don't get it back if you don't close. You don't have that possibility with an auction property. If you're the winning bid, you whatever deposit you have up gets forfeited if you don't close. So there's no way to have a financing contingency. It's contingent upon us getting this loan, or it's contingent upon our due diligence process where we're evaluating the property. You have to do it all up front. That's why this isn't for the faint of heart. But there, again, there are some incredible opportunities, which are why I wanted to spend a little time on it. You need to have your money lined up ahead of time. You have to have your financing and your equity. Financing is the debt. Equity is the money you and your partners are putting up as down payment. You need to have all that lined up before you go bid, because you do not want to be frantically trying to line it up after you've been a successful bidder. Don't do that to yourself. So have it all lined up. Now, there's lots of different types of auctions. There's online and on-site auctions. You know, online, of course, is online. On-site would be at the property location or at a building. And then sometimes they have webcasts as well. So here's some of the auction houses in the country. Auction.com, which is now called 10X, is probably one of the largest. Transon.com. I'm going to show you some of these websites as well. Treasury.gov for treasury auctions. Don't discount those. The government sometimes gets some fantastic deals and offers fantastic deals. And seriously, here's a whole list of other ones. Williams & Williams, Hudson & Marshall, Albert Burney, Bill Fair, J.P. King, Joe Roebuck. These are all auction houses. And here's some examples of their websites. Here's 10X, which was auction.com. Big players. I've met a lot of their people. Transon is another one. And they're a lot of fun to look around in. Here's the Treasury auction. Here's the government one. And here's some tips. Okay, so again, the sites are a lot of fun to go through. What I recommend you do is you set up a separate email address to register with these auction houses, because they're going to flood you with deals, okay? So set a separate email address and then sign up with a bunch of them so they start sending you deals. And you can start evaluating them and getting a feel for the process. So that's number one. And remember, there's two types of auctions. There's a reserve auction where the seller sets it up so that it must sell for a minimum amount, otherwise they don't have to sell it. That's a reserve auction. An absolute auction, the property is going to sell, period. I don't care if a bid is a dollar, that's what it's going to sell for. Of course, we love absolute auctions. But typically, you're going to see more reserve auctions. You'll see some absolutes as well, especially on land. But anyway, those are the two types. Does the highest bidder always win? Yes, in an absolute auction, but not in a reserve auction if the seller refuses to, it doesn't meet their minimum price. If it doesn't get to their minimum price, sometimes they'll sell, but they can say no. They have the right to say no. If they put it in as an absolute, they do not have that right. They've signed a contract, it's done no matter what it sells for. Okay, so here's the process. First thing you do is you get a bidder's package if you're interested in a particular property. You get the bidder's package. You know, and it's similar to a property package you're going to get from a broker, but it's going to, you know, typically be missing a lot of crucial information. And remember what I said, it's a great place for sellers to sell that are hiding a latent defect in their property. That's why you want to get your inspections done ahead of time, have help. You know, they're going to try to rush you through so you don't find any potential mistakes. Just know that that's part of the process. Now, so be careful there, okay? Be very careful there. Now, what you need to remember is there's typically a buyer's premium. So, and it's usually around 10%. That's actually fairly common. So if you pay $1 million for a property, they're going to bump the price up 10%. So when you're bidding, it's very important that you don't lose sight of the fact that you're paying another X percent in a buyer's premium. It's very simple to be bidding and think that's what you're ending up paying, and you're paying more than that. So keep that in mind as well. And always, you know, of course, it's common sense, but I want to tell you anyway, you've got to factor in what it's going to cost to renovate the place. You know, CapEx, capital expenditures. What are you going to have to put in to renovate it? Put roof in, roof on, or, you know, HVAC or any large expenses. Make sure you factor those in properly and leave cushion. And I highly recommend that you set a ceiling and don't bid based on emotion or adrenaline. You set a ceiling and you don't exceed it. So, the process continued. You're going to have proof of funds or a cashier's check for the deposit, okay? And that deposit or down payment can be anywhere from 5 to 25% of the initial ask price, okay? It's non-refundable if you win. So just make sure that you got all your ducks in a row before you bid. And then you'll typically have 30 days to close. And again, always have your financing lined up ahead of time, both your debt and your equity. And now bridge lenders, which we're going to talk about when we get into financing, can be a great source. Same with hard money lenders. So that's the auction process. Again, great way to find deals. Just, I recommend that you actually attend some auctions and see the process, that you actually go through a bidding process. Sometimes they'll let you pretend bid, and I forgot what they call it, but you can actually pretend bid. It doesn't show up on the actual bidding process, but you can run through an auction as if you're bidding to get a feel for how it works. Some of the larger houses will let you do that. And that's a great idea, frankly, but at the very least, you want to follow it. You want to, you know, learn the process even more than I've explained here. Maybe talk to some of the representatives. They're happy to talk to you. They want as many bidders as they can get, so they'll educate you as well. So that's auctions.